Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Kay. I know it's been a minute. Had to, you know, handle some business and stuff. You know how it is. But anyway, I have life. Everybody's blessed and everybody's fine. And I hope you all are doing okay. Also, excuse me. I miss being on the air, but, you know, you have to do what you have to do. God have other plans for you. So that's what I did, being obedient. But anyway, again, how y'all doing? I miss being on here. I like having fun. I like giving out information. You already know how it goes. First off, I always start my show out, you know, as, you know, when there's someone on, if you don't agree with them, you know, we don't argue, we don't disrespect one another. Not saying that it will happen, but that's just me. You know, you can't say you didn't know. So we don't tolerate that at all. So, it's going to be a short show today. I put down it's going to be an hour, but this is like a trial run because they just finished fixing whatever the problem was with the station. So I'm on here doing a little show and giving out some information just to see if it's working. And I appreciate you all holding on and everything like that. It's going to be a straight talk. You know, we won't be playing music today. Let's jump right in. On this date, April the 3rd, 1944, the United States Supreme Court, in a ruling of 8-1, declared that blacks could not be barred from voting in the Texas Democratic premiers. So that's, you know, just FYI, you know, that's something that, you know, some people may have known and some may not have known. But this is the reason why we fight so hard and try to, we want to vote and we want our rights and stuff like that. So when you don't go out there and vote and do your part after all this fighting and stuff like that, then, you know, it's just like our ancestors just went through it just for nothing. So keep that in mind. You know, we want to make sure everybody's taken care of and just do your part. That's what I tell my sons. Just do your part. As long as you do your part and put God first, everything else will follow. Okay. Again, to what I'm going to talk to you about some local talent. We have some things that's going on locally, and I want to, you know, just give a little bit more about what's going on. On every Saturday in April at 2700 Village Creek Road in Fort Worth, Texas, 76105, the Black Wall Street of Fort Worth Marketplace is up. And it's booming, and I wasn't able to make it this Saturday, but God say the same, I'll be there this coming Saturday. But at any rate, the Duke space, first come, first serve, they are free for the month of April. After April, there will be a fee. So if you're interested in having a booth out at the Black Wall Street Fort Worth Marketplace, give a call, the number to call, excuse me, it's 817-353-6893 or 817-915-0685. And also, this is just one of the local celebrities. I wasn't able to get in touch with Ms. Smith, E. Smith. You know, she's one of our locals, too. She's doing it, too. But we have Ms. Asha Fire. She has been nominated in the Texas Solo Artist Award, May 1st at 6 p.m. in Dallas. Bridging the Music presents Texas Solo Artist Award. Asha Fire, which is a local artist here from Fort Worth, Texas. And we want to tip our hat out to our local artists. I'm just trying something different now, you know, changing a little bit in how I do my programming and stuff like that. So hopefully I'll be able to have other, you know, her to come on, her and Miss E. Smith. I wasn't able, like I said, wasn't able to get in touch with her, but she'll be on here because I want, you know, all of them. Mr. Bradford, you know, I want whatever you do. You know, you from local. Let's get y'all on here and educate some people. Maybe some people want to know how it is out, you know, what I need to do in order to get out here and to perform in the public. You know, if you can help, just help. But Miss Asha Fire, yes, 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 we're going to represent her And we're going to keep her and her family in prayer as she go through this, and we're going to be prayerful that she do win this category. And job well done, Asha. Job well done. Also, if you're looking to tighten yourself up a little bit, you know, like with these body wraps and stuff, contact Lynn Macon on Facebook. They have a BOGO special going until the 5th of April. What it is, you get, instead of one wrap, you get 8 wraps for the price of one. So contact Ms. Lynn Macon on Facebook for more information. It's called It's Work. You can go to myitswork.com, and the product is there also. But if you want to speak with someone and get a better understanding, contact Lynn Macon on Facebook. All right. I'm feeling it out, trying to see if it's going to do what it's supposed to do. So it's going to be short today, so don't kill me. But I'll be back on, I'm come back on Thursday. Throwback Thursday is what I'm going to do. And we're going to be doing some music and, you know, more of a liver, you know, performance and stuff like that. You know, people be on and, you know, we'll be talking at the round table. You know how we do. And I also want to give a shout out to some black-owned businesses, too. Wilson's, is it L.J. Wilson's, I'm sorry, Barbecue and Catering. Mr. Wilson, he's the owner. The barbecue restaurant is located at 6513 Brentwood Stair, Fort Worth, Texas, 76112. The phone number at the restaurant is 682-213-2343. And if you want anything catered, the phone number for the catering department is 817-907-7690. So if you're looking for some good barbecue, and I did go in, and, you know, I did my thing, and oh, my goodness, yes, it's addictive. So also, if you're here in Fort Worth, Mama Rachel's, 2808 Miller Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas, 76105. Her phone number is 682-708-5245. It's the Soul Food Cooking. It's Soul Food Cooking. The operation hours are from Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's with Miss Rachel. And on Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Sundays, it's from 11 a.m. from 7 p.m. And you can call for catering orders with her also. And she has like a little mini menu. On Mondays, they have like the hamburger steak, neck bones, livers and onions, smothered pork chops, white beans and cabbage. On Tuesdays, she have baked chicken, meatloaf, turkey neck, smothered pork chops, and pinto beans. On Wednesday, Mama Rachel has short rib, hamburger steak, chicken and dumplings, smothered pork chops, black-eyed peas, and spinach. On Thursday, she has baked chicken, hamburger steak, turkey wings, smothered pork chops, pinto beans, and cabbage. And on Friday, she has short ribs, meatloaf, beef tips and rice, smothered pork chops, okra gumbo, cabbage, and spinach. On Saturday, Mama Rachel does old-fashioned barbecue chicken, hamburger steak, neck bone, smothered pork chops, potato salad. And on Sundays, she do chicken and dressing, roasted carrots and potatoes, oxtails, smothered pork chops, and greens. So she's open, you know, so if you want to go, you know, you don't want to cook, you just want to go let somebody, you know, cook for you. And she's very good. I wouldn't tell you no lie. She's good. So So that's my thing. I wouldn't tell you no lie. She's real good. So what we would do is, let me see here. Just hold on a second. It's jumping off again. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm working on it. That's the thing about it. I'm trying to get, you know, see how it's working and if I need to call and let them know X, Y, Z not happening. So that's why I'm doing this little mini show today. And on Thursday, it'll be Throwback Thursday, and then I'll be up and running. You know, I'm just testing everything out. But this information I'm giving you, it will be repeated. And if you have a business, because we don't know who's all out there and et cetera, if you have a business or you know someone has a business, contact Ms. K at 817-566-4555. And that way you can make a commercial about your business. And we could just take it from there. You know, nobody knows you're there, not unless we know you're there, you know. So if you know of anyone or yourself, you have a little business that you operate from home, it doesn't matter. You know, just call Ms. K at 817-566-4555. And also, if you are looking for some, you know, somewhere to sell your goods or trade your goods, you could show up every Saturday, and the booth rental is free for the month of April for the Black Wall Street. And if that's what you want to do, that'd be something good, and everybody know you're out there. I didn't go this Saturday, like I said, but they were saying, you know, they had barbecue, laid out there making homemade tea cakes and stuff. So I'm going to have to ride up on it this Saturday. I'm missing out. So if you are in the Fort Worth area and you have a business, a black-owned business, you could be Arlington, what have you. It's 2700 Village Creek Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76105. It's Black Wall Street, a Fort Worth marketplace. It's open from 9 to 5, but it's first come, first served, though. So after the month of April, there will be a fee. I haven't been given that amount, you know, how much the fee will be. But, you know, hey, let's capitalize on what we got working here. You're getting it for a month free, and whatever you're making, you know, hey, you know, just don't forget who was there for you. Just, I mean, even if not, just donate something, you know, because, you know, it is a platform for you. And that's just me. But we're going to what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a commercial, and I'm going to be right back. All right, I'm back. Thank you all for holding. Just checking out the system and seeing if everything's going and doing what it needs to be. But if you're ever out, like in the community, take a picture, you know, show that you are going by, you know, black-owned businesses and you are investing in them and et cetera. Also, when you are ordering anything, make sure it is a part of the fair trade, you know, so that way, you know, I will. You know, people that's overseas doing all this work, doing what they do, the products, the hair products, clothing, et cetera. Fair trade, you know, they need to be paid for what they're doing. So if you can, just start trying to pay attention to something like that. You know, you have to pay more attention to that when you're buying stuff. And if there's anyone out that have something to, you know, they want to get some information out, I'm just push the number one, and I'll open up your mic. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, how are you, Miss K?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I thank you for having this open forum to help us advertise our businesses, our small businesses. We say small businesses, but we are very strong and mighty when we come together. And my name is Faye Anderson. I'm owner and operator of A Ray of Hope Faith-Based Counseling. I've been a counselor since 98, specializing in anger management since 03. So I would like to let your audience know. I'm sorry?
I hear you.
Okay. I would like to let your audience know they can reach me at 817-307-5732. I do have counseling. I have group counseling. I have couples counseling, and especially my children. My children. We think that we want to get them while they're young so that they won't be labeled in school and said to be unteachable and unmanageable. Sometimes they're going through things that they don't know how to handle.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what it is because you're mom and dad, and you don't have the tools to pull it out. And
mm-hmm.
and you've tried everything you know, your punishments and all that, and it's still not getting through. Then it's time for you to get help.
Mm-hmm.
Because the child is getting older. And believe me, the school system will label them quick.
Okay. Yes, they will. Yes, ma'am. They waiting to do it.
Yes. So I'm very much aware of that. I love my kids, and this is a faith-based counseling. So we put God first here, no matter what.
Oh. All right, then. Well, I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
When I know parents and you know, people don't want to put their kids on the medication or whatever, but sometimes you have to.
That's true.
You have to get it under control. I'm not saying they have to be on it for the rest of their life, and sometimes people do, you know. And,
right.
So is that, I mean, how do you get the parent to be on the same side when you're going, you know, when you're counseling the child, you know, because usually they're not on the same page. They just say they're bad. Yeah.
And that's correct. That is so true. I have parents bringing their children all the time. And when I'm talking and the child is telling me what they want me to know, and then I talk to the parent, not necessarily about what the child has told me, but I have some
mm-hmm.
questions for the parent. And then actually the parents need to come in for sessions too.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to help the child if I'm counseling them and then they're going back into the same thing with the same situation. And
mm-hmm.
and like I said, sometimes you need somebody else. You know yourself. You can tell your children the same thing over and over and over again, and it seems like they don't get it. But somebody else can come and tell them the exact same thing, and then they
uh-huh.
act as if that's the first time they ever heard it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes you just need, I hate to say this, but it's true. Our people
uh-huh.
think if you go for counseling, you're crazy.
That's true. That
is far
uh-huh.
from the truth, and we need uh-huh. to get away from that. That's why so many people are going through different things and they don't know why. Because
uh-huh.
they're holding on to baggage that they don't even own.
That's true.
Don't even have their name on it, but they're holding on to the baggage that really belongs
mm-hmm.
to somebody else because they don't know how to let go.
Yeah. So what do you do when you see this type of interaction going on, and you see, you know, because I'm the type of person, you know, if they don't have to be on the pills, at least find an alternative way, you know.
Right. And now I don't say if your doctor has told you that the child needs mm-hmm. to be on medication, that's fine, because I do counsel kids with the medication as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
that does not stop the problem. Put a Band-Aid over it.
Mm-hmm.
Normally there
mm-hmm.
is an underlying issue that's not being addressed.
Exactly.
And yeah, the pills may show you that, yes, they're getting better, yeah, for now. And then
yeah,
later on you'll have to go back and they have to increase the strength because you
mm-hmm.
didn't address the situation.
That's true. And
you have a lot of grown people that way.
Yep, I was just going to say. Yes, they're like that. And the thing about it, a parent knows when something is wrong with their child.
Yeah.
You know, and let's, you know, a lot of children go untreated or the parents fight against what it's like. Ain't nothing wrong with my baby. That's the first thing they say.
Well, pride goes before the fall, okay?
Yeah,
That's biblical.
Yes, it is. And it's like, I don't understand. I would want the best for my child regardless of how people view me, you know, because a lot of them be like, people be, you know, mocking my child. They be picking on him and stuff. Well, they going to pick on him anyway. Now he's going to be a bully. He's going to be labeled.
And not only that, it's best to capitalize on this when they're younger.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. then by the time they get into junior high and high school,
mm-hmm.
they are
mm-hmm.
better and they can better fit in with everybody. But when we say, it's nothing wrong with my baby, and you know well that it
mm-hmm.
is, that's on you, and you've got a problem
mm-hmm.
because you should want the best for that child. And I see that a lot. And if it's a boy, I see it a lot more in their moms than I do the dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, okay, mom, I understand you. I understand you. This is your pride and joy. But we want to give him the best opportunity to grow up and be
mm-hmm.
self-sufficient. And the way you've got him going, he's going to be at home until he's 50.
Yeah.
You need to prepare him for the world. It's our responsibility as parents to give our kids every tool necessary to get along in this world. Yes, things are going to happen. Things happen every day. But we need to equip our kids
mm-hmm.
the best
okay.
we can. And that does not include putting self in the middle because everybody else's kid is well-behaved and yours is not. First place, sometimes it stems from them having their way all the time because you do know something is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you try to overcompensate for whatever is wrong by giving them whatever they want and them not even having to ask for it. I've had clients that had, I think her son was about 8 years old. And I said, well, because I always have a consultation with mom and dad before I start to counsel a child. And I,
uh-huh.
I don't have the child in there at the time. This is mom and
right.
dad's time to give me their side. And
uh-huh.
and then it gives me a little to go with. But she was afraid of her 8-year-old child.
Uh-uh.
And I'm saying, okay, well, what happened? And nothing actually happened. She's a single parent, and she was trying to be both mom and dad. Well, I did the same thing, being both mom
right.
and dad. But you got to put rules in your house. It's not always the child.
Yeah.
You have to have rules. So when you go to a counselor, a counselor is only as good as the information that you give them, and you need to talk. So when they first come, they're trying to feel me out, trying to get comfortable, and I understand that. We may talk about football for that hour. And then the next time they come, if that's what they like, they could like basketball or drawing or something like that. But I believe in journaling. I give my kids pen and a pen and a journal book for them to write what they think and what they feel, and you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I bet I would be, because that's what it is. You know, kids get frustrated too.
Yes, they do.
Like you say, they are just not mature enough right now to put it in words. You know.
Right.
And you got to hear them out. You know. Miss Anderson, could you hold on? I'm gonna open up the mic. Somebody blinking over here. I'm coming to the mic.
Yeah, I'd be glad to.
Okay, 6893. Hello?
I'm here.
Hello? Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure, you know, because like I said, this is like a, because they've been fixing on the computer, you know, on the system. So this is just a little something to do for today and see how it goes. So.
Yeah. Started talking about kids, but it's not only kids. I mean, we have adults that come and they are just in need. You'd be surprised at how many just really need to talk, because they don't trust family members. They don't have friends that they can trust, so they just need to talk. And that's why we need to be more approachable to our family. I mean, whatever the issue is, whatever it was 10 to 15 years ago, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have matured some in 10 to 15 years. So it's hard. It's easy to say, but it's hard to do, because people don't turn loose from things that hurt them, and basically whatever age they were when they were hurt, that's where they still are stuck.
Yep, they don't grow.
No.
And that's why.
Go ahead.
That's why when I speak with the women and the men and the kids too, you know, you got to first of all, you got to explain. Well, I have found out here, walking in being in the community, that the parents are not, like you said, are not equipped to even teach a child how to do what needs to be done. You know, because they need help themselves. You
they
know?
Do, society as a whole has put an awful lot of pressure and responsibility on parents, be it single parent or husband and wife, family unit. They say that you have to make a certain amount of money in order to have a certain amount of this and the X amount of this, and a lot of people don't know how to budget. They said, oh, I gotta have this. I gotta have a flat screen in every room. I gotta. They just don't know. And they say every year, well, when income tax time come, I'm not gonna owe anybody. I'm gonna take this and I'm gonna do what I want to with it. But every year they owe something, or something is getting ready to be cut off, or they are they 2 months behind on something, that they have to use that money to get caught up. And they don't see it. They don't see that if you don't stop doing exactly what you're doing, you're not going to ever be able to use that income tax money for what you actually want to use it for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you got to slow down.
Yeah, and I've never been the type that dealt with the Joneses. You know, I don't care what the next person have, how they get it, and all that type of stuff. I'm glad it's enough out here for everybody. That's my motto.
And that's true.
You know, if you want to get out here, you know, I'm not jealous of you. I'm happy for you. It's just not my time yet, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you have to sacrifice in order to get things.
Oh, yeah. We have 6893. The mic finally opened. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's going on, Miss Kate? What's happening? What's up,
man?
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
All right, Miss Jonathan, doing okay. Awesome, man. Glad everything working out over there. You know, good to hear your voice and hear you back on the system, you know.
Yeah.
I've been so lazy myself.
Gotta download some more music, though. The music gone.
Oh, did it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's all gone.
I guess when they're fixing on it. Yeah, I guess when they're mixing it, I don't know.
Well, you know how it is. Once it's been gone for a little while, they take the music. You know what I'm saying? So, got to just add some more and stuff. So, but it's good to hear your voice and know you're back on. And
thank you.
I like what y'all been talking about. And I know. Go ahead.
How was the Wall Street market? Black Wall
Street.
Oh,
everything was great. It was a great beginning. I know a couple of years ago we tried to do it at our building, and next to the stage we had two vendors. And this time we had 8 vendors.
Right. I'll be there Saturday.
So it's a growing thing, and just really trying to find those vendors that understand that it's a growing process. That it's nothing like that going on here in Fort Worth with nothing but all black vendors. So to be patient and just understand we're trying to grow, and it's going to take all of us to make it happen. You know, we can't do it by ourselves, so we need everybody to pitch in and say, hey, look, what we got over here for us, you know, and we have to appreciate it as the value in the vision, as we say, you know, there's value in the vision. So we're looking for all vendors this month. It's free to be a vendor this month. We're really trying to get the traffic going, and we say, hey, you know, vendors, I know my sister, she made over $100 Saturday.
All right.
I know that because she gave me change for $100. So I know she made over $100. So however she did it, I don't know, but that means she's doing her thing with the barbecue, and so a lot of times food vendors make a little bit more than other vendors, you know what I'm saying? So that's why they get charged a little bit more, but we're just getting everybody free reign to say, hey, you know, all month, but we looking and hoping that our vendors will say, hey, you know what, I really appreciate that. How much is it for the, you know, to stay here, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we really want. We don't want you to be out when it's free. We want to say, you know what, y'all gave us this. We all made it available for us to have this. So now let's give back to what y'all have going on, and let's stay with the value, with the vision, you know. So, you know, they're able to pay. So it's not the point of saying, I don't have the money. You've been free for 5 weeks, because it's 5 weeks in April.
Yeah.
So if you don't have $35 or $100 to pay for the month, there's something wrong with that, you know, and that's what we, you know, I'm really really hoping that our people will say, hey, you know what, you're not out to pay, but you know what, they gave me 4 weeks. I at least owe them, you know, a month or so.
That's what I talked about earlier when I was talking to them about the Black Wall Street Forward Marketplace. I gave them the address and stuff, and I was letting them know it was free for this month. And after then, there will most likely be a fee. And I gave the phone number and stuff, but I did say, you know, don't forget what people have done for you. You know, donate something, you know. And that's just some of giving, you know, because it could be, you know, it could be a charge right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you go somewhere else, you're going to have to pay. You know,
it
just could have
been
forget.
A charge in the beginning.
Yes, and it's not. So don't forget, like I said, you got, like you not. Said it earlier in my earlier version of it. I told them, you know, look, you know, it could be that you're paying, you know, you're paying, you're not. and you got a whole month to come up with whatever it is.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's long,
so
actually longer than a month. You got 5 weeks. You know, you have 5 weeks to really, you know, make it do what it do. It's free. And like I said, you know, we want to use Black Wall Street for our information. We want somebody to come out there. I'm asking for somebody who knows somebody who can vote, that register people to vote. Okay, I think mine expired. So we want somebody to come out there, register people to vote, because we do have an important election coming up in May. So we want to, you know, we just want to be an information highway for our people. Anything going on with our people, we want people to be able to say, you know what, I need the mic for about 5 minutes. I need to talk about this. Anything that's important to our people, as far as business, as far as families, like what you're talking about with the even the information about the counseling, you know, that's something that we need.
I was going to ask you if that would qualify as a vendor at your table, because it's not like I'm selling a product.
Well, I mean, even if it's not selling the product itself, even if you want to come out and just say, hey, you know what, I don't have a vendor table, but I would like to speak, you know, and say something.
Talk about that
or whatever. But, we just want people to understand that, you know, it is free. And a lot of information, you don't have to pay anything. But we do want to say, you know what, I don't have none. I don't want to pay, but I will donate. You know, because we want to buy land over there and start buying land up. And it's going to take that effort of the funds to go and pay for this land. A lot of people don't know that because we haven't put it out there like that.
Right,
but we want
to
start. It's a store right across the street from the church that's not being used. We want to try to buy that store from this lady, and then use that store to be open all week long. And it has number of black products in it from our black vendors, soaps and herbs, whatever it is. So like a consignment store, something like that. So we know we're working on that. So it's a lot of things we want to do. It's going to help you, you know, we want at least 50 vendors up there. You know, if more, that'll be great. But if we can get 50, we want to be able to help the youth. So when youth come in during the summer or after school, you know, on the weekend and say, hey, come clean the grounds or whatever it is, we want to be able to pay them. But we want people that's been incarcerated, can't get a job right now, maybe say, you know what, we got 50 vendors, and I know five of those vendors that's looking for somebody that's honest, and that might, you know, just down on their luck, that want to help incarcerated people. So we ain't got to go looking to the other man to help us out. We can start helping our own people out, because we have jobs right there in Black Wall Street, you know, for those that can manage that. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. So that's what it has a lot of different uses for it. But I mean, all the information that we have, like I said, the counseling, the life insurance, the oil, whatever we have, you know, we give people, hey, you want to come and talk about your product? Come up here. You got 5 minutes to talk about your product, 3 minutes, whatever you need to do. Talk about your product, you know, how it helps, you know. So it's not one of those just come and, you know, sit by the side and not being able to. If you want to talk, you got the microphone. You know what I'm saying? You have the microphone, you know, as long as time allows, you know. So we just want somewhere we can call. Yeah, it's a place to call home for our people, man. We really just want people to understand that. And we want to do it every Saturday. Every Saturday. It's not.
Okay.
I mean, long as weather permits, you know, we want to be there, you know. Until we can get somewhere that we can buy some land and be inside, but right now, we started somewhere, and it's a beautiful place.
Well, look, let me ask you this: do we bring our own tables and chairs, an umbrella? How is it?
If people have that, we don't. If you have your own tables, because right now we like say this is from the bottom. We don't have no funds, you know, started up or nothing like that. So people would have to bring their own table and chair and umbrella if they want it or if they have it. Eventually, we do want to work to that point to where we are renting certain things out like that, or maybe, you know, I mean, maybe, you know, work it out. But, you know, something like that. But right now, you know, we just, hey, come out. It's free. You know what I'm saying? You have money to buy your own. You ain't got to pay for no vendor table. Just come out and give you information. And hopefully you see the value, the vision, and you want to stay for the long haul, and you want to grow with Black Wall Street forward, because it's history. It's history. Yeah. Nobody's doing it. Has done it that I've known of. Every week market for black people only. That's the only criteria. You have to be black. That's it. You know, you have to be black. If you white, you can't get in. I'm sorry. If you're Hispanic, you can't get in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you Chinese, you can't get in. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
This is for us,
hey.
And we got to keep something
yeah.
for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And we can't be shameful of doing that. You know what I'm saying? We got to have
true.
Say, you know, I was born this way. I was born black.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing else but to be black. You know, I don't have no problem with white people finding a flag. I don't have no problem with white people saying white power. I don't have no white people with Mexican brown pride. I have no problem because I know where I stand with my black power and my black pride. So I don't want you tripping when I start talking about black power and black pride either. So that's where I mean, we just got to fall in love with each other and stop being scared to say, man, I'm black and I'm proud. I am what I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So everybody, why you don't accept everybody? Man, we don't accept everybody. I'm sorry. Everybody can spend. But everybody can't stay. You know what I'm saying? They can spend their money here, but you can't
yeah.
you can't have no food here. I'm sorry. That's all
I mean, that's
not even sorry about it.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, my thing is it is what it is. And that's our biggest downfall. We take all of our monies and go to them. But,
we want to include everybody in everything we do.
Yeah.
But if you need a loan to build something or to buy a house, they take you through all kind of changes.
Right.
Even though you may make a business deposit in that same bank every Monday.
Uh-huh. Right.
But if you try to go get a business loan or something like that, you are going to catch trouble.
You stuck out. That's right.
Trying to get
and that's
it.
The thing. And
so,
that was a sweet
so
thing about
that is try to have something of your own. And
right.
more than anything else, we need to learn to support each other and stop downing
yeah.
each other. Mm-hmm. Because that is our biggest downfall. That stuck with me when I saw, I think it was Roots, that there was a black tribe that sold them. That was
right.
responsible
right.
for them,
yeah,
that just tells you. I mean, that comes all the way from back there to now. They still do it.
Yeah, well, see, and that's because they had something just like our leaders now. You know,
yeah.
they don't worry about the black community because white people are giving them stuff. I'm gonna give
yeah.
you this money,
right.
but you can't do nothing for your community. I'm gonna give you these guns
mm-hmm.
like in slavery. I'm gonna give you this food and stuff right here. As long as you go get us some slaves, you know,
yeah.
as long as you go
yeah.
some slaves. You know, I get it, too. In that same way,
yeah.
where our leaders are right now, not Betsy Price, but Kelly Allen Gray what's my girl out there, Gina Bivens, they
mm-hmm.
not beholden to us. They don't care nothing about the community.
That's
out.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Not that they don't. I don't care about the community. But I'll say it like this, too, as well. We as black people got to get our money together and start giving to them campaigns. That's what the white people do. You know, we got black
well,
policy, we
that's,
got funds.
That's
yeah,
power.
Yeah. Yeah, and the money is power. And that's why the gay people got so many rights, because they gave, I think it was like 50,000, if not
yeah.
more than that, to President Obama's
mm-hmm.
campaign. So, you know, guess
right.
what? You gave me 50,000 or 50, whatever it was, million or 5
mm-hmm.
million. It was a lot. So now
mm-hmm.
I got upper hand because now, you know, money, like I said, is the power. So if we
yeah.
got Black
yeah.
Wall Street, our money is coming through Black Wall Street. Our money is exchanging hands, and we don't need a, you know, we don't need a, because that's what Black Wall Street was, we learned down there, that they had one bank. Out of 40
mm-hmm.
square blocks,
yeah,
and they didn't really need a bank because they all had money. They all exchanged money. I think they said money exchanged hands 100 times before
mm-hmm.
it left that community.
Mm-hmm.
So when
yeah.
somebody needed something, say Miss K needed something, they didn't have to go to the bank. They say, you know, hey,
true.
Y'all got to get Miss K needs something for her building, or Miss K needs something for her house. Okay, y'all, we need to bring our money
mm-hmm.
together and take care of that. You know,
mm-hmm.
and another
That's
thing
true.
That they don't talk about with Black Wall Street is that, you know, it burned down, but they don't ever talk about the rebuilding. Of Black Wall
mm-hmm.
Street.
Right,
that's something
right.
I never knew. I never knew
I
that
never
they
knew
rebuilt
either.
Black Wall Street. See what I'm saying? I found that out when we went down there to Black Wall Street on this past trip on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was a great thing to hear, you know, because I did not know that. We all talked about it just burnt down and that was it. But that wasn't it. They said when they rebuilt it better than it was after they took, you know, burnt it down, you know, took everything out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great thing to hear. And that's the thing that we live on today, is that we can make it happen again. If we just come
mm-hmm.
together, even though we're not as close-knit and we don't really need each other like they did back then because they couldn't deal with white folk or Caucasian people, should I say. But now we have to really make it stronger because now we can deal with everybody. We don't really
yeah.
want it. We don't have to fight for anything no more. So it's going to be a little mm-hmm. harder, but I think we're all getting to that conscious level to where we can make that happen. And so once we really start seeing the value and that we're all paying attention that, man, Black Wall Street is what it say it is.
That's the thing. That's the key, because so many have tried, but they weren't honest, and they weren't open and above board. It was always some underhanded stuff or somebody in there that's doing something that they shouldn't. And so our people really have just gotten gun shy. I mean, they say, well, I got to wait and see first. But if you wait and see, the train's going to be gone.
It's going to be gone. Like, they don't, who has ever gave anybody free? I mean, this is free for a month. It's your money. We not ask you for a dime. You come out there, you sit up on the land, whatever you make is yours. We don't take nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But the thing is, just understand that they gave this to me. So now I need to, say, you know what? I need to give back to the organism to help other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I was given this. I was given this for a month or whatever they come in, 2 weeks or a week, whatever it is.
But see, guys, I think that's where pride comes in.
Uh-huh.
When you have pride in what you do and what you have, nobody has to tell you to chip in and do something because you have pride in it. And if you got pride in it, you want it to be the best, and you don't mind helping clean the floors or washing the windows or whatever you have to do because you're proud of it.
Right. And it was such a great feeling out there, man. It was a family feel. It was a real good feeling to really see the vendors talking to one another. Everybody was kind of and the vendors was all selling and everything like that. So like I was saying, it's going to take the whole village to make this happen, it's an our thing. We can't do it by ourselves. We can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can make it happen. We can open it up, but if nobody's there to sell anything, what
right.
do? So
right.
But I agree. The thing is the trust, and we really want people to understand that we see it for what it is, that it's a growing thing and just something brand new, and we're gonna do it. We're gonna make it happen. It's gonna go.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll say they will over there. I'll say, man, this is real. If they are actually doing this thing, this is for us. They're not tripping, it's our thing, and I'm just so proud of that, man. That's the
right
thing. It's just like, wow, we can
that's
actually
pride.
Make this thing
happen.
So, I mean, it makes me feel good knowing that you don't have to, have to be beholden to somebody. You don't have to hold your mouth. And if you want to say Black Power and you want to, that's you got that right. If you want, what I'm saying? Some places, I know Ricky Clark had said that somewhere, and they got mad when he said Black Power. And it was a black event. And I think it was in Calvary Place. They had an event. They said he said Black Power, and they got mad, And we don't want to be to that point to where we feel like we I don't care if Mayor Betsy Price come on there. You, I don't care who you are. You would not get no vendor fee. And I'm not taking no money. We're not selling out. It's not no sellout thing. We got that money, Muhammad Ali mentality. We're not beholden to you. We would shut it down before we take some money from some white people or anybody for that matter.
Yeah.
You're not finna tell us what to do. You're not finna tell us what to do. If you ain't black owned, we're not finna do all that. There ain't no selling out, man. I never sell my people out.
Yeah.
I don't care how much it is, man. Yeah, if I'm not able to say what I want to say, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And that's just how I feel about it. But we thank God for Pastor Chris for opening his land up gave us the land to work it. And he's not charging anything for it right now. He said, hey, man, just work it out. And, and when we start really coming up with something, we'll start working it out there. But right now we all just kind of come up together, man. And that's the good thing about it. Man, he told me Sunday yesterday, he said, man, I really enjoyed seeing that. It made me feel good. To see that yesterday. So, we just got to spread the word, let them know, hey, man, they're there every Saturday. And just like they see the value in the vision. That's the thing. So.
That's it.
Well,
it
sounds like a wonderful thing. And not only what you guys were talking about, as you were talking, I could envision our young people as they grow older.
Mm-hmm.
Holding
yeah.
on to the dream because they learn from their moms and their mothers and fathers and from you guys the value.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to talk to them and let them know that that they have worth and they have value. And this
right.
is just part of it. You have to take
right.
this and you got to carry it on because this is part of you. It's part of your history.
Hmm. That's right.
And you
that's
got
right.
That
is sure right.
Yeah.
I mean, we just want to, and that's really what it is. Not, you know, what I hate sometimes about it is that we'll see somebody doing something. Then we'll go try to do something else somewhere else. You know. And you know the thing, I had a guy, you know, he came and asked me because they have a different, he's I'll say Seventh-day Adventist. I guess I'll say it like
mm-hmm.
that. They do, they don't do anything on Saturday. So he wanted
right.
to do it, but he's like, man, can y'all do it on Sunday? And as I was telling him, I was just explaining, like, you know, well, Sunday, well, we just do it on Saturday to see how people respond. Can we build it up? And we get the
mm-hmm.
demand for Sunday. Then we'll start bringing it to Sunday. Well, Pastor
right.
Chris was telling me that he already said, well, I'm going to start one on Sunday.
All right. Now
you know, and I'm like,
up.
Really? You know, huh?
So,
I mean, it's cool. But my thing is, it's like he's trying to it's like instead of coming and saying, hey, brother, you know, which he did call me.
He's going to start.
But
the other guy. Oh,
right,
gotcha. Oh,
right.
I thought you were saying Pastor Chris,
right.
you know, had a vision, and he said, okay, well, I think we should do it on the Sunday, too.
No.
Oops.
Pastor Chris just kind of, yeah, no. Pastor Chris don't mind doing it on Sunday, but he's just saying, hey, we're just trying to build it up. We had 8 members. So once we get to the point where it's 50 or more people,
yeah.
I can come on Sunday. I can come Sunday. I think Sunday is good.
Right,
you
right.
need to do Sunday out,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, yeah, he's like, I'm going to start my own. Yeah, I'm going to do my own thing. And I'm like, man,
oh,
really?
Well, is he a member of Black Wall Street?
No, he's not a member of Black Wall Street. He wants to start his own thing, but he's one of the type of people that wants to do his own thing. Like when we was rallying for Jacqueline Craig, instead of him being over there with everybody else rallying at downtown, he's over there at the police station with his 4 people, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing instead of being with the, you know, where everybody else is. You know, it's that type
he's
of
not
thing,
a team
know, so
player.
Right, exactly. You know, and it's like if he said, I'm not doing this for this, that, and the other, but
mm-hmm.
the way you're doing it, it seems that way because you want to be by
mm-hmm.
yourself. You want your name to be shining out there, you know.
Well,
you
see,
can,
you
not,
have a lot of people that stand off and look and see how something is going.
Yep.
All
yep.
they
mm-hmm.
see is the surface. They don't see the work yeah. behind it, and that's why they don't succeed. Because from
mm-hmm.
their vantage point, it looks easy.
Yeah.
But that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah. It's not an easy thing to do
to get our people together on one accord and unified, period.
Uh-huh.
It's not. So
yeah.
you have to have some prayer in there.
Yeah. You sure right, because they definitely going to do it. You know, and then that's something that kind of get on my nerves and it kind of upset me because, you know, here it is. You know, we very approachable people. We put it out there that this is a family thing and we mean it. You know what I'm saying? This is for
mm-hmm.
us, you know, and then you want to go and do something else. You know, it's kind of like, really? This, you know,
yeah, but
I mean,
let me share this with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, in the Garden of Eden, the Satan came as a serpent. Let's just say it
uh-huh.
that way.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, but see, now he's on 2 legs.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So be it male or female, they come in a good package and look good, all of that. But if
right.
he wants to go over there, you may be dodging a bullet. So just let him do what he do, pray for him, and go on, and you keep your vision, because
right.
you're going to have more people. You're going to even have some people join Wall Street and then drop out because it's
yeah.
not going to
oh,
go
yeah.
their way. But that's okay.
Right.
That's
right.
okay. Because, see, God separates the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah,
okay.
So some will
word.
Stay, some won't. And those
right.
that don't want to stay, you don't need them.
Right. I mean, we understand the situations and the things change, you know, and that's the same thing me and my wife go through.
Hi.
We have
good.
Done things. She over there doing her thing. But, you know, me and my wife have done the same thing,
Mike.
You know.
Go ahead.
With Maroon 9 and things of that nature. We started out with Tarrant County Sickle Cell Association, but of course they didn't want her to do anything. So of course we broke off and did our own thing at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But at first we tried to do it with them. Same thing with Juneteenth.
Yeah, you did.
You know, we tried to work with Miss Oprah Lee. You know, Miss Oprah Lee started telling, you know, she wasn't right. She wasn't right with it. I stand like that. So we broke off and did our own thing. But I like to work. If I knew somebody was doing Black Wall Street before we did it, I would went to them before I started doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of person that I don't like to reinvent the wheel. If it's good, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, let's make it happen
right.
together. How can we play a part in what you're doing, man? Because I had the same idea. How can I be
right.
a part of that and make it work? You know,
and
that's
yeah.
the way I feel about
and,
it. You know, I know
and,
everybody
and
don't feel
that
same way.
That's the way,
way
you
so.
Feel about
yeah, you're
it.
Right.
And you've got that kind of heart. But trust and believe, not everybody have that kind of heart.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Although it beats you're like right. ours beats. Is not the same because some people are just so selfish they can't see past I.
Mm-hmm.
It's always me, myself, and I, and they won't grow
yeah.
like that. They won't grow.
Yeah.
All right,
that
people.
Is so
I
true.
Got 90. I got
yeah.
I got 90 seconds, and I want to let y'all know I appreciate y'all bagging me and coming on and speaking about what's going on and. I'm going to be back on Throwback Thursday, and we're going to do another round table. And it's just something that I'm trying to do and implement as many people and, you know, with businesses and things. You know, regardless if you know, you say you have a business, but if we don't know where you are and we don't know you exist, you know what I'm saying, we can't help one another. So,
yeah.
That's why I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there. If you want to do commercials or whatever, contact Ms. Kay at 817-566-4555. There is a charge. It's not outrageous. Believe me, you can afford it. So, if you want to do your commercial, then I'll run them for you through the week. And, you know, you want people to know you exist. So give Ms. Kay a call, 817-566-4555. I thank you, Mr. Lico, and I thank you, Ms. Anderson.
No, you're welcome, sister.
Could you share that number with us again, Ms. Kay?
My number?
Yes.
Area code 817-566-4555.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you know of anyone that's in any type of pain or going through anything, I have these essential oils. I personalize all your oils because I'm a firm believer, don't know one oil fix everybody. So give me a call at the same number, and I will talk with you all on Thursday. Call back in.
I'll call back in Thursday because then I want to let your audience know about my sister-to-sister conference line.
Right. That'll be a good
all right.
one, too. All right. So that'll be good, too. Well, okay, then. What I say, we're going to cut
all right,
out.
Lady.
And you all be safe, and until we meet again.
All right. God
blessed,
bless.
Lady.
Okay. Night-night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
This baby look for me. What's your name? She look for me. Have I seen her before?
Yeah, we used to work at Walmart.
Oh, hell. I mean, excuse me. Oh, shoot. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Just finished doing my radio show. Yes. We've got our...